Look at task one. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice. You are going to hear two dialogues where people are asking for directions. In the first dialogue, Fiona is asking a traffic warden for directions. In the second dialogue, the same traffic warden is giving directions to Mrs. Brown, a tourist. Dialogue 1.
Excuse me, how can I get to the post office, please?
Yes, let me see, the post office. Go down Main Street and then turn left past the local council offices. That's the big building at the corner. Then you have to cross the street. Be careful how you cross, as it is quite a busy street. There is a zebra crossing right in front of the local council. You should cross there. Then, take the second turning on your right. You will be in St. Mary Street. You'll see the post office in a small square to your left. You can't miss it, as near it there is the gate to the public garden.
Is it far from here?
No, just about 5 minutes on foot.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Dialogue 2.
Good morning. Could you help me, please, as I seem to be lost?
Yes, of course. Where would you like to go?
I'd like to visit the Toy Museum. Is it far from here?
Well, actually, it's about 10 minutes on foot from here. Look, go straight on until you reach the traffic lights. Cross the street and take the first turning on your right. You will be in Gardiners Avenue. This is quite a long street. Walk all the way down to the crossroads and turn left at the roundabout. You'll be in Market Street. Walk on until you get to the bank. The Toy Museum is between the bank and Ben's Cafe.
Thank you. That's quite clear now.
You're welcome.
Listen to the sentences and underline the correct word or phrase in the brackets as you listen. Dialogue 1. Number 1. Fiona wants to go to the local council, bank, post office. Number 2. The traffic warden tells her to walk up, down, across Main Street. Number 3. The traffic warden thinks that Main Street is a dangerous, safe, easy street to cross. Number 4. After she crosses the street, Fiona has to take the first, second, third street on her right. Dialogue 2. Number 5. Mrs. Brown wants to go to the local council, toy museum, post office. Number 6. She has to walk for about 2, 10, 20 minutes to get there. Number 7. Mrs. Brown has to turn left at the traffic lights, roundabout, zebra crossing. Number 8. Between the bank and Ben's Cafe, you can find the public gardens, post office, toy museum. Now you will hear the two dialogues again. Listen carefully. You are going to hear two dialogues where people are asking for directions. In the first dialogue, Fiona is asking a traffic warden for directions. In the second dialogue, the same traffic warden is giving directions to Mrs. Brown, a tourist. Dialogue 1.
Excuse me, how can I get to the post office, please?
Yes, let me see, the post office. Go down Main Street and then turn left past the local council offices. That's the big building at the corner. Then you have to cross the street. Be careful how you cross, as it is quite a busy street. There is a zebra crossing right in front of the local council. You should cross there. Then, take the second turning on your right. You will be in St. Mary Street. You'll see the post office in a small square to your left. You can't miss it, as near it there is the gate to the public garden.
Is it far from here?
No, just about 5 minutes on foot.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Dialogue 2.
Good morning. Could you help me, please, as I seem to be lost?
Yes, of course. Where would you like to go?
I'd like to visit the Toy Museum. Is it far from here?
Well, actually, it's about 10 minutes on foot from here. Look, go straight on until you reach the traffic lights. Cross the street and take the first turning on your right. You will be in Gardner's Avenue. This is quite a long street. Walk all the way down to the crossroads and turn left at the roundabout. You'll be in Market Street. Walk on until you get to the bank. The Toy Museum is between the bank and Ben's Cafe.
Thank you. That's quite clear now.
You're welcome.
Listen to the sentences again. You may finish this task as you listen. Dialogue 1. Number 1. Fiona wants to go to the local council, bank, post office. Number 2. The traffic warden tells her to walk up, down, across Main Street. Number 3. The traffic warden thinks that Main Street is a dangerous, safe, easy street to cross. Number 4. After she crosses the street, Fiona has to take the first, second, third street on her right. Dialogue 2. Number 5. Mrs. Brown wants to go to the local council, toy museum, post office. Number 6. She has to walk for about 10-20 minutes to get there. Number 7. Mrs. Brown has to turn left at the traffic lights, roundabout, zebra crossing. Number 8. Between the bank and Ben's Cafe, you can find the public gardens, post office, Toy Museum. You now have some time to check your answers. This is the end of task one. Look at the four exercises for task two. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice. You are going to hear Simon talking about his visit to the City of London. Simon went there with all his family when he was 12. If you wish, you may start the exercises as you listen.
To celebrate my 12th birthday, my family and I spent a whole week in the capital city of England. It was a very exciting week. As soon as we arrived in London, we could see that it's an extremely big, noisy and crowded place. Londoners and visitors use the tube to travel around London. The tube is an underground train system. We managed to go on a sightseeing tour on one of the famous London double-decker buses. We still remember that ride. We spent one morning walking along the Thames, the river that runs through London. It was a cloudy morning, but luckily it did not rain. We really enjoyed crossing some of the several bridges in London. We found out that when the Romans built the town of London over 2,000 years ago, it was much smaller. At the time, most people moved around London by boat. We really enjoyed our visit to Buckingham Palace. We arrived there in the afternoon and we were pleased to see that the Queen's flag was flying above the palace. This meant that the Queen was inside the palace. We watched the changing of the guard at the palace gates. The soldiers who had been guarding the palace went off duty and two new soldiers arrived. My sister liked the fairy hats worn by the soldiers. I didn't. My mum and dad wanted to see the shops. London is famous for its fashion and smart shops, and they certainly couldn't leave the city without spending some time inside the most popular shopping centres. My sister and I were not so keen to join them, but we did anyway. Later that afternoon, we visited the stadium where the most important football matches are played. I was speechless when I found out that around 80,000 people could fit in this super stadium. On the last day of our holiday, my family and I visited the Natural History Museum. I have always loved animals, especially dinosaurs. We spent a whole afternoon in the museum. The rooms and halls of the museum were full of information, pictures and models of all sorts of animals. I remember I felt so excited when we entered this prehistoric hall. That was where I could learn more about prehistoric creatures, including dinosaurs. Some of the models were indeed gigantic, and we felt tiny standing next to these massive models. I must say that London is a marvellous capital city for anyone to visit.
Listen to the exercises and complete them. Exercise 1. True, false, or no information given. Tick the correct box in the table below. A. Simon lives in London with his family. Tick the correct box now. B. The town of London was built more than 2,000 years ago. Tick the correct box now. C. London has grown since it was built by the Romans. Tick the correct box now. D. There are 20 bridges crossing the River Thames. Tick the correct box now. E. Simon spent a whole morning at the Natural History Museum. Tick the correct box now. Exercise 2. Underline the correct word in each bracket. A. Simon's family consists of 3, 4, 5 people. B. The city of London is a very quiet, busy, small place. C. The underground train system is known as the transport, escalator, tube. D. Simon was surprised, alarmed, bored, to learn that around 80,000 people could fit in the stadium. Exercise 3. Tick the correct answer. A. The changing of the guard takes place by the palace gates, inside the palace, away from the palace. Tick the correct box now. B. The models in the prehistoric hall were small, invisible, enormous. Tick the correct box now. Exercise 4. Fill in each blank with one word. A. Over 2,000 years ago, Londoners by boat around London. Now fill in the blank to complete the sentence. B. The flag flying above the palace is a... That the Queen is inside the palace. Now fill in the blank to complete the sentence. C. Simon visited the Natural History Museum because he... To learn more about dinosaurs. Now fill in the blank to complete the sentence. Now you will hear the recording again. Listen carefully. You are going to hear Simon talking about his visit to the City of London. Simon went there with all his family when he was 12. If you wish, you may start the exercises as you listen.
To celebrate my 12th birthday, my family and I spent a whole week in the capital city of England. It was a very exciting week. As soon as we arrived in London, we could see that it's an extremely big, noisy and crowded place. Londoners and visitors use the tube to travel around London. The tube is an underground train system. We managed to go on a sightseeing tour on one of the famous London double-decker buses. We still remember that ride. We spent one morning walking along the Thames, the river that runs through London.
It was a cloudy morning, but luckily it did not rain. We really enjoyed crossing some of the several bridges in London. We found out that when the Romans built the town of London over 2,000 years ago, it was much smaller. At the time, most people moved around London by boat. We really enjoyed our visit to Buckingham Palace. We arrived there in the afternoon, and we were pleased to see that the Queen's flag was flying above the palace. This meant that the Queen was inside the palace. We watched the changing of the guard at the palace gates. The soldiers who had been guarding the palace went off duty, and two new soldiers arrived. My sister liked the fairy hats worn by the soldiers. I didn't. My mum and dad wanted to see the shops. London is famous for its fashion and smart shops, and they certainly couldn't leave the city without spending some time inside the most popular shopping centres. My sister and I were not so keen to join them, but we did anyway. Later that afternoon, we visited the stadium where the most important football matches are played. I was speechless when I found out that around 80,000 people could fit in this super stadium. On the last day of our holiday, my family and I visited the Natural History Museum. I have always loved animals, especially dinosaurs. We spent a whole afternoon in the museum. The rooms and halls of the museum were full of information, pictures and models of all sorts of animals. I remember I felt so excited when we entered this prehistoric hall. That was where I could learn more about prehistoric creatures, including dinosaurs. Some of the models were indeed gigantic, and we felt tiny standing next to these massive models. I must say that London is a marvellous capital city for anyone to visit.
Listen to the exercises again. You may finish off any remaining exercises as you listen. Exercise 1. True, false, or no information given. Tick the correct box in the table below. A. Simon lives in London with his family. Tick the correct box now. B. The town of London was built more than 2,000 years ago. Tick the correct box now. C. London has grown since it was built by the Romans. Tick the correct box now. D. There are 20 bridges crossing the River Thames. Tick the correct box now. E. Simon spent a whole morning at the Natural History Museum. Tick the correct box now. Exercise 2. Underline the correct word in each bracket. A. Simon's family consists of 3, 4, 5 people. B. The city of London is a very quiet, busy, small place. C. The underground train system is known as the transport, escalator, tube. D. Simon was surprised, alarmed, bored to learn that around 80,000 people could fit in the stadium. Exercise 3. Tick the correct answer. A. The changing of the guard takes place by the palace gates, inside the palace, away from the palace. T. Tick the correct box now. B. The models in the prehistoric hall were small, invisible, enormous. Tick the correct box now. Exercise 4. Fill in each blank with one word. A. Over 2,000 years ago, Londoners by boat around London. Now fill in the blank to complete the sentence. B. The flag flying above the palace is a... That the Queen is inside the palace. Now fill in the blank to complete the sentence. C. Simon visited the Natural History Museum because he... To learn more about dinosaurs. Now fill in the blank to complete the sentence. You now have some time to check your answers. This is the end of task 2 and the end of the listening comprehension paper.